from KQED.
It's been nearly 50 years since the first commercial nuclear power plant went online in California, and all the radioactive waste generated since then is still there, piling up at four reactor sites. Many see it as a serious threat to public safety with no resolution in sight. Today, we offer the first of three reports on the nuclear waste dilemma. Climate Watch senior editor Craig Miller starts by taking us inside where the problem begins.
Getting inside a nuclear power plant typically means running a gauntlet of tight security.
Air puffers on.
This is me being electronically sniffed during a 2008 visit to PG&E's Diablo Canyon plant on the Central Coast. Security guards here are decked out like a SWAT team, clad in fatigues and toting M16s. But some believe that one of the biggest threats to public safety is already inside. The giant turbines here are driven by steam produced by two nuclear reactors. Once the uranium fuel rods are depleted, they're kept underwater to cool down in temporary storage pools. But the recent nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Japan, put a spotlight on spent fuel storage around the world. After power failures from the earthquake and tsunami there, operators could not maintain water and temperature levels in spent fuel pools, and some of the fuel rods melted down, releasing dangerous amounts of radiation.
The lesson is that we need to think carefully about whether our country has properly estimated the threats to our nuclear facilities and designed the facilities to endure them.
Afterward, California Senator Dianne Feinstein called hearings on Capitol Hill to review safety measures in this country, where 65,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel have piled up at power plants, waste that produces more radioactivity than the reactors themselves.
It is clear that we lack a comprehensive national policy to address the nuclear fuel cycle, including management of nuclear waste.
It's been recognized as a problem since Jerry Brown was governor the first time around, 35 years ago, when California banned any expansion of nuclear power until there was at least one permanent home for the spent fuel. Today, nearly 3,000 tons of spent fuel remains at four nuclear plant sites around the state, including two that have been shut down for decades, Humboldt Bay and Rancho Seco. The reason? There's simply no place else to put it.
We've made progress, but it's taken an enormous amount of time.
Per Peterson chairs the Nuclear Engineering Department at UC Berkeley and is part of a White House Blue Ribbon Commission on Nuclear Waste. He says the Federal Nuclear Waste Policy Act, passed in 1982, required development of at least two national repositories. But just across the Nevada border at Yucca Mountain, the nation's only developed burial site for this kind of high-level radioactive waste sits empty, still mired in 20 years of political gridlock with no Plan B.
So regardless of what happens with Yucca Mountain, I think it is time for us to get started on the search for a second repository, a new repository.
In the meantime, utilities like PG&E are stuck with it. About 3 years ago, engineers at Diablo Canyon started moving older waste from wet pool storage to containers called dry casks.
The spent fuel pools were not built large enough to hold all the fuel from the original 40-year license life, so we had to find alternatives for safe storage.
Pete Ressler walked me around some of the imposing concrete and steel cylinders that PG&E is using to store the older, less radioactive waste.
Those are what we call overpacks.
There are now 16 of these towering canisters sitting outside the plant with plans to fill 12 more in the next couple of years.
Each one of those pads is 7 foot thick concrete with steel rebar reinforcement in it.
Those pads are there as an extra measure because Diablo Canyon is situated pretty close to two significant seismic faults.
There's a metal ring device that's lowered into that concrete when it's wet and set. And then the cask is set on top of that and bolted to it to give it that added stability so it would not fall over.
Just one reason that moving fuel rods out of wet pools is expensive. But Gregory Yatsko, head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, told Feinstein's Senate committee that it's essentially the best we can do for now.
And right now, we believe that for at least 100 years, that fuel can be stored with very little impacts to health and safety. or to the environment.
But while the U.S. stumbles toward a permanent solution, the rest of the world isn't waiting around.
It's a very good feeling. Now we have put all our material on the table. We have a concrete proposal. We have a site for the repository with strong local support.
Strong local support for storing nuclear waste? Seriously? Tomorrow, senior producer Ingrid Becker reports on what we can learn about this from Sweden. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Track the history of nuclear waste in California with our nifty atomic timeline online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.